Welcome to Good Morning Jesus Podcast, popularly known as JMJ Podcast. Ministering is Pastor Peter Ilesomi, the set man of God's Pillar End Time Mission, popularly called GOPEM, located at Road 18, Achievers Estate, Ariyo, Ologweru Ido Axis, Ibadan, Oyo State, Nigeria. As God's servant, an apostle of grace and excellence, ministers in the power of the Holy Ghost. Get ready for your total transformation to the glory of God the Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah, praise the Lord. What a beautiful Tuesday morning. Beloved, this is the day that the Lord God has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. It's a special day for you. It is a day that the Lord has prepared for your lifting, for your promotion. This day, crooked path will be made smooth for you. That business meeting, that project presentation, everything will go well today. You will return with testimonies. The Lord will perfect your health. The Lord will grant you financial peace in the name of Jesus. You will gain direction. You will no longer be stranded or be disappointed. For today, there will be a positive change of story in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. So go ahead and give thanks to the Lord. Do not forget to thank Him for everything that He has done for you and that He will do for you. Most especially for that gift of life that you have inside of you. And the Lord bless you as you do so. So let's go into our wisdom nugget for today, which says, knowledge shows how dominion can be gotten, but it is wisdom that brings the dominion to reality. Until knowledge is applied, nothing changes. Wisdom is knowledge applied. Knowledge is not enough. Work in wisdom by applying knowledge. Work in wisdom by applying knowledge. Please think of that, ponder on it, and may the Lord bless your heart as you walk in wisdom. So we go straight to our series titled God Wants the Best for You. And today makes it part 13. The subject we'll be considering today says God speaks through the gift of the word of wisdom. God speaks through the gift of the word of wisdom. Alright? Now, we're going to read 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 8 again. 1 Corinthians 12 verse 8, which says, for to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. You will take note that in that 1 Corinthians chapter 12, the first that was mentioned is that gift of the word of wisdom. Beloved, it means a lot because wisdom is the principal thing. So, by the grace of God today, we are speaking on that gift of word of wisdom. See, God can speak to you, and He can also speak through you to other people by the word of wisdom. Whenever you see the operation of these gifts, just know for sure that God is speaking to His people. Don't look down on this gift of word of wisdom. Or maybe you expect a more grandiose way for God to speak to you, because the expression of the gift of wisdom looks so simple. In fact, sometimes it looks somehow absurd. Please don't look down on it. Simply leverage the grace at the moment, because God is speaking and that is where your solution lies. While it's a known fact that, you know, counterfeits are everywhere, we know counterfeits are everywhere, it's also the truth that genuine gifts of the Spirit are still in operation. Anyways, beloved, you should know that if the original of a thing does not exist, the fake cannot exist. The Holy Ghost is still engaging human vessels. you know, for the expression of his gifts, even in our days. Hallelujah. So, talking about the word of wisdom, what exactly is this gift of word of wisdom? Remember in the last episode, I spoke to you about the gift of, you know, the word of knowledge. I said the gift of the word of knowledge is a supernatural ability given by the Holy Spirit to know specific facts, you know, insight or details about a person or something in a way that cannot be known naturally. Now, take note of this. The gift of the word of wisdom is simply the application of divine knowledge. So everything I've said about, you know, word of knowledge, its application, that is word of wisdom. Recall that, you know, generally wisdom is application of knowledge, but you know, we have earthly wisdom, so we have earthly knowledge, we have learned knowledge, we have intellectual knowledge, but we also have divine knowledge. So when we talk about word of wisdom, it leverages divine knowledge. It leverages divine knowledge. Word of wisdom is a spiritual gift. It is different from earthly wisdom or general wisdom. It's different. The gift of word of wisdom does not come because of our hard thinking or deep thinking. It is not a result of critical thinking. No, it's not. It is completely different. It leverages divine knowledge, which only God has the complete custody of. Word of wisdom is a supernatural message from God. It's a supernatural message from God, delivered by the Holy Spirit, providing divine insight, guidance, and skillful application, you know, for specific situations or for future needs, you know, helping people navigate problems, defend faith, and even to understand God's will beyond natural knowledge. For instance, when you look at Acts chapter 15 from verse 5 to 27, Acts 15 from verse 5 to 27, the early church and the apostles, they were struggling with a very critical issue that was going to determine the destiny of the future church. A careless handling of the issue could have hindered further penetration of the gospel of Christ into the world of Gentiles, and people like us would have been affected. However, you see, the gift of the word of wisdom was activated. Hallelujah. James, the head of the church, Peter, the powerhouse of the church, and other apostles, you know, through word of wisdom, they gave a counsel that solved the problem, and the church of Christ experienced massive growth unhindered. Gentiles were free to accept the gospel. Why? Because the gift of the word of wisdom was activated through the counsel that the apostles sent to the world of Gentiles from Jerusalem, the headquarters. You see, another instance was in Matthew 22, where you read from verse 15 to 22. Matthew 22, from verse 15 to 22. Jesus was actually mischievously asked if it was lawful to give tribute to Caesar. Jesus knew they were only tempting him to catch him through his word. Yet he replied them, but he did so by exercising the gift of the word of wisdom. He told them to bring him a coin. He asked them whose image is on the coin. And later he told them to give to God what belongs to God, and to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. They were so harassed, they were so ashamed of themselves, that they left him alone. Why? Because the gift of the word of wisdom was activated in the life of Jesus Christ. If not for the word of wisdom, Jesus could have been stoned. He could have been arrested or killed by saying yes or no. Because saying yes would definitely set him against the angry Jews who were tired, you know, of paying tributes to Roman government. Saying no would have made him to commit treason. Beloved, you need the gift of the word of wisdom in operation in your life. In that office, yes, in that office, you need that gift in operation in your life. Another example was when Jesus was asked whether or not they should stone a woman, you know, caught in adultery, in John chapter 8, when you read from verse 1 to verse 11. His response was word of wisdom in operation. There are so many other examples in the scriptures. You see, in its operation, word of wisdom is usually a timely revelation. It usually comes, you know, as a small bit of God's wisdom spoken at the proper time, bringing forth wise action in complex circumstances that have defied general knowledge. Beloved, please understand that whenever the gift is exercised or in operation, human intelligence is suspended. In fact, sometimes until men see the result of that wisdom, it usually looks foolish or absurd. While it is also regarded a vocal gift, can be found through dreams. You can find it through visions, prophecy, or inner conviction. So be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. And of course, you must always know that it is first to build up the church by providing counsel and direction to believers in complex situations and circumstances. Please take note of that. It is to build up the church. Then it is also used by the Holy Spirit to show the world the difference between that wisdom from above, hallelujah, and, you know, human or earthly wisdom. The Holy Spirit uses it to show the world that there is a greater wisdom, hallelujah. So ultimately, only God is expected to be glorified in it all, not any human being. So when God, you know, activates, when the Spirit of God activates that gift in your life, don't take the credit to yourself. And it's not the kind of gift that you have to think ahead of what to say. As you open your mouth, the Holy Spirit will just speak through you. Hallelujah. He will just speak through you. Okay? So as you step out today, beloved, I speak to your life that God will engage your spirit through this gift in the name of Jesus. You will not be stranded. You will know what to say at the right time. You will hear God in that business meeting, in that presentation, in that defense, concerning that issue that has become a puzzle for you, concerning that health condition, concerning that financial dilemma, concerning that problem. Receive the wisdom of God in the name of Jesus. Receive light and walk in that light in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that you become blessed with divine wisdom and be used of God to speak forth this same wisdom to people in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for you that this day you will prosper in the purpose of God for your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. God bless you for your time, and remember to share this podcast with other people around you. Bye for now. Now, before I end today, there is something special for you. Are you there not yet saved from sin? Remember, heaven and hell are real, but hell is never meant for you. Jesus can save you now. Oh yes. Do you really want eternal peace? Do you really want eternal security through Jesus? Or maybe you would like to rededicate your life to Jesus. Please say these prayers after me now. Go ahead and say, O Lord God Almighty, I believe in my heart and I confess with my mouth that Jesus, your Son, died for my sins. I confess all my sins and I receive forgiveness for them all. From today, I forsake all sins and I receive a new life. I receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior, and I am filled with your Holy Spirit. Thank you for saving my spirit and my soul. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Now that you are saved, please get a copy of Bible and start studying the Word of God daily. Also join a nearby Bible-believing church and be a part of God's family. May the Holy Spirit guide you through life. Oh, you will run well and you will end well in Jesus' name. And don't forget, we are now part of your life. So feel free to contact us. Remain blessed and lifted in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Bye for now. You're mighty deliverer.
Praise the Lord. We believe you have been richly blessed by God through today's podcast. For further counseling or prayer requests, please send an email to support@gmjpodcast.com. To share your testimonies with us, please send an email to testimony@jmjpodcast.com. Finally, would you like to partner with us to spread JMJ Podcast across all social media platforms and on different radio stations? Please contact us via +234 803 611 3135 or send an email to partner@jmjpodcast.com. Join us to spread this gospel of Jesus, and do not forget to share the podcast with other people. For further information, please visit our website www.jmjpodcast.com or www.gopem.org. May God's eternal purpose for your life be fulfilled in Jesus' name. Amen.